Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and now we'll get both sides of the Tappan Zee Bridge story, the west side from Rockland County Executive Scott Vanderhoff and the east side from Westchester County Executive Rob Astorino. County Executives, welcome back to WNYC.
Hi, Brian.
Hi, Scott.
Thank you, Brian.
And actually, the two of you are mostly on the same side, I understand, about wanting the 54-year-old bridge to be replaced, but arguing with Governor Cuomo about whether to include mass transit. So, County Executive Astorino, what's the status of your negotiations with the governor on that?
Well, I wouldn't use the term arguing. I think we have, both County Executive Vanderhoff and I and others have articulated what we believe should be positioning this bridge for the future, for future generations. You know, today is my son's 9th birthday, and I'm figuring out when he's able to drive, which isn't too far, but when he's driving around his family, is this bridge going to be one that he can say, my dad worked with others to do this the right way? And I think that's really what we're talking about, is giving people options so that we can position our counties and our region for not today or yesterday, but for future generations. And so, to me, that does include some planning and component of mass transit. Now, in my case, I think we should be planning for a bus rapid transit system, and that could mean a lot of different things. You've got a lot of different bus rapid transit systems around the country, and we've looked at some of those. You know, they actually did one in Toronto for about $3.5 million a mile for 50 miles of it, and that included land takings, which we're not advocating. They've done it in other communities in California where it was hundreds of thousands of miles. So it could be done cheaply. It could be done smart. It could be done using technology. You know, remember when in 1955, when the Tappan Zee Bridge was built, 8-track was pretty far advanced. But if you said the word iPod, nobody would know what the heck you're talking about, or VCRs even, or any of the technology which is advanced. And we don't know what it's going to be like 25 years from now or 50 years. But we have technology today that could make it simpler and easier for us to put some sort of bus rapid transit in.
By the way, as the father of two teenage sons, you raise the scariest idea of all when you talk about your son's 9th birthday and thinking about him driving in not that long a time.
Oh, I know.
It's, you know, it's one of the reasons that I like living in the city, to be perfectly honest. I actually think that it's safer for a 17-year-old to be riding the subways at night than driving a car at night. But that's probably another show.
You're probably very right.
Executive Vanderhoff, am I right that you have become more aligned recently with the governor's position that mass transit is too expensive for now?
Well, I think there's a realistic financial barricade there. But I agree with Rob, and Rob and I have been on the same page. I mean, what is essential here is that you've got to build for the future so that that 9-year-old today will have an opportunity to cross into Rockland County, which I'm sure he'll love, and to be able to do it without having to sit in the car in traffic congestion. And Rob and I both know that our residents suffer from congestion on that bridge when there's anything wrong or during commuter hours and what have you. And my vision, which is not shared by all, but it's one that I believe in, is ultimately commuter rail, which runs across the TZ Bridge to Grand Central Station and up to Stewart Airport, which would become the 4th international airport, and that people in this region would be able to travel by train at some point in that way. And I agree, and Rob and I have talked about this, that the rapid bus rapid transit system are systems that work very well, and ultimately I think that also should be on the 287 corridor, both in Westchester and Rockland County. And so the question really becomes, what can you do now? And I think What the Thruway Authority has agreed to is kind of a pilot project, if you will, of allowing the existing Tappan Zee Express lines, which run folks to Tarrytown and to White Plains from Rockland County. There are about 42,000 residents, 42,000 riders a week, 87 rides a day. They take those buses, perhaps expand them, and have a dedicated lane on the Tappan Zee Bridge and try to provide for access to Tarrytown in particular, and perhaps White Plains, but Tarrytown. And so I think there's some real hope there that we can show that we can get people out of their cars and crossing the Tappan Zee Bridge and ultimately having people move faster across that bridge instead of sitting in traffic. And again, going back to, we've been talking about this for many, many years. We'd all would like to see a much more, a larger system of mass transportation and as soon as possible, and that includes the financial wherewithal to do it. So I think it's very important that in the process of looking at the details that we continue to argue that it's really important to consider these mass transportation, particularly the BRT, which is the less expensive of the two, but make sure that bridge can hold commuter rail. And then finally, I just want to make the point that Rob has made. I mean, we asked that the New York Metropolitan Transit Council, which is the major council including Nassau, Westchester, Rockland, Putnam, and New York City, Suffolk, that they postpone a vote so we could get more information about the details of the bridge. And I think this is important for all of us. The final environmental impact statement is going to be coming out in earlier or mid-August, and both County Executive Astorino and I have said there's a lot in there that we need to know. What are the tolls? How this thing is ultimately going to be paid for? What it might, how it might be ultimately looked at in terms of environmental impacts on either side of a river. So there's still a lot of questions that are out there.
My guests on WNYC from both sides of the Tappan Zee Bridge are Rockland County Executive Scott Vanderhoff and Westchester County Executive Rob Astorino, as we talk about the prospect of replacing the bridge. And we can take a few phone calls, preferably from Westchester or Rockland, or really anybody who uses that bridge, no matter what your starting points, on a regular basis. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692, or post to WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer Show. Here is Governor Cuomo's message to the two of you in a public appearance on July 10th.
Whatever you add on is going to be financed by the tolls. And it's very simple at one point. You know, we make it complicated. You can build whatever you want. You then have to pay for what you build.
Talking about mass transit and paying for it. So, Executive Astorino, is he telling you, in effect, to go jump off the Tappan Zee Bridge?
No. I think, we're basically all on the same page. I know County Executive Vanderhoff had conversations with the governor last week. I had a conversation with the governor yesterday. We've met with the Thruway Director, Tom Madison, Joan McDonald, the DOT Commissioner, meeting with them again next week. The conversations have been good. What Mr. Vanderhoff and I have asked for have been, I believe, very reasonable. We wanted some accountability and transparency. We wanted to know what we were voting for before we voted for it. And I think everyone understood that's why that vote needed to be postponed, and it is. The governor has come out recently and said, okay, both counties have made a good point. We're going to have dedicated bus lanes on the new bridges when it opens. And that's 3 miles of bus rapid transit in some respects. And I think that's a really good positive step forward. The next logical thing to do is to see what I think is 12 miles between or in either direction, between the city of White Plains and Palisades Mall. So 3 of them are already going to be incorporated into the bridge. Mm-hmm. We're really talking 9 miles additional where in some way we could figure out how to get transportation moving along, people in buses, and give them options as opposed to sitting in their car.
So it sounds like you and the governor are a little bit more on the same page after yesterday than you had been before, at least publicly. Executive Vanderhoff, everyone is very aware of government debt these days. Is there kind of a switching of the usual partisan roles in this discussion? Republicans are generally more opposed to debt than Democrats, and yet here are the two of you asking the state to, I presume, borrow more is how quicker path to mass transit would be accomplished, and the Democratic governor saying, no, we can't afford it?
Well, in every case, it's a little different. I think there is, you know, if you look at Washington and all the fights down there, I mean, first of all, I don't think they accomplished very much down there. But that being said, here, it's not so much a question of, it's a question of balancing the needs of our residents in Westchester and Rockland. And I think where I kind of came out is, I agree with the governor's comment. I mean, ultimately, this is being paid for by our residents in some form or fashion. It's just you can't think only short term, and I've expressed that view. It has to be long term. So the answer, I think, is that we're not so much, if you're going to invest a dollar and it costs you $1.25 to make it a better system for the next several years, then that's what you do. You don't have to spend the $10 to make it a super system that was originally designed. And I'm not sure that we're in a position that say go spend a lot and do what you have to do. I think the governor is correct in the sense that, and I kind of see it as in phases, and that is the first thing you got to do is build a structure that can in fact hold the mass transportation of the future, design it so that it is capable of doing so, and then as the economy improves and as our various financial positions improve, you build on there on whatever mass transportation startups or pilot programs you can do. You build on it, and you slowly build out. You take your time in evaluating the land use consequences, and you take your time in terms of funding it. And I think that's a reasonable approach.
What we don't want is once the bridge is built, it's built. And it's going to be there presumably for many decades. You can't build a wider bridge once you build it. So do it right from the beginning. Plan ahead. Avoid the big dig in Boston, which went a decade over and $12 billion more because they didn't plan properly.
And they still have gridlock.
And they still have gridlock. Exactly right. So I think, look, in the estimates that the state had done in 2009, you could have a gold-plated bus rapid transit corridor with all the bells and whistles and everything out of the Jetsons, and they came up with $2.5 billion. Yeah. That was, believe me, beyond unrealistic.
Right.
So now what we're asking for is the basics, which could move with using technology, using sensors, using traffic lights the right way, using some dedicated lanes in and out of existing roadways. And you could probably do it for a couple hundred million dollars, $200 million out of a $5 billion project. That really positions you for the future the right way for very little money.
We've got 3 minutes. Let me get some voices in from around the state. John in Orangeburg, you're on WNYC. Hi, John. Right to the point.
Yeah, hi. I'm a local guy, and I hear everything that's going on around concerning the bridge. And a lot of people feel this is just a job project. The bridge is a sustainable structure that can be rebuilt and repaired and modified. And
okay, so County Executive, I think I get his point. Is this really a jobs project, and the existing Tappan Zee Bridge actually could be repaired and adapted? They're not replacing the the Queensboro Bridge or the Triborough Bridge. They're just renaming them after politicians. Ha ha ha. No, but seriously, you don't usually see bridges replaced. You see them repaired.
Well, let's take it. We can make it the Tappan Zee Vanderhoff Bridge. This bridge needs to be replaced. They need to build it soon. It was built on the cheap. It's outlived its usefulness. It was not built to today's standards, and is certainly not positioning us and this region for the future. So it does need to be built and built immediately and built right.
Raleigh in Westchester, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Thanks. I just see a repeat of the George Washington Bridge, which was built in the 30s with the provision that when the second deck was built, the lower deck, it would have rail. When the second deck was built, the rails weren't put on, and now 80 years later, we still don't have rails on the George Washington Bridge. This is the time to build rail across the Hudson River on the new Tappan Zee Bridge. I was Commissioner of Transportation in Westchester for 11 years, and they were talking about it then.
Commissioner Astorino?
He's right. I give that analogy, and that's why County Executive Vanderhoff and I are pushing, if we're going to do something, let's make a commitment in a real way to do it now, and we have to do something now to show good faith and to actually start correcting the problems. Otherwise, he's right, we will have something designed for future use but never actually put mass transit in any form on it.
We just got 45 minutes left. Let me throw in one other thing, because I know some people are saying when they build the new bridge, the old bridge should be retained and turned into a bicycle and pedestrian bridge. Is there any possibility of that, Executive Vanderhoff?
No. I mean, they're putting, on average, $50 million into that bridge just to keep it up with new decking and what have you. The substructure is not good. It's not secure.
It's not secure even for the relatively small amount of weight of people and bicycles?
No, not an earthquake. A major earthquake it wouldn't be. But I mean, even given that, the point is you'd have to pour an awful lot more money into that existing bridge. It just requires a tremendous amount of, particularly, the sub-river foundations and how it was built.
I'm sorry to say we have to leave it there. I hope we can do this again with the two of you. Rockland County Executive Scott Vanderhoff, Westchester County Executive Rob Astorino. We'll see about that environmental impact statement coming out in August and what happens next with a new Tappan Zee Bridge. Thank you both very much. I really, really appreciate it.
Thank you, Brian.